I'm back with a brand new series called Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits. Check out Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits on Lifetime every Thursday night. Check your local listings.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Teresa Caputo. You might know me as the Long Island Medium. Why do people call me that? Well, I talk to the dead. My job is to help spirit communicate to their loved ones here in the physical world that they are safe and at peace, and that there is more to life than this. This podcast gives me the opportunity to share my gift with more people than ever before, and to give all of you a better understanding of how I communicate with spirit. You know, it still surprises me that people all around the world know who I am. I mean, look, I'm just Teresa from Hicksville, New York. I never imagined that I would have fans like Pam all the way in Australia. Pam was such an inspiration to talk to because of her endless positivity and her incredible perspective on life. I think you're really going to love her, so stay tuned.
I'm Pam from Australia, North Queensland. I was hoping to connect with my dad. Like, he'd had a couple of falls, but in the end, it was really sudden. But I do believe he's at peace. I think he's in a better place. He'd be happy with how things worked out. I hope he is. It was just very, very sudden. Like, he was here 1 minute and then he was just gone the next. I can feel him around me all the time, quite strongly. My dad's very joyful. He was a very joyful soul. He lit up the room. When he'd walk in the room, he would just light it up with his presence, with his happy presence. Yeah, we miss him dearly.
It's almost like I feel spirit pushing me and saying, Teresa, she knows you better than you know yourself. You don't have to give a speech. So I guess you are one of my truly number one fans. But what I saw, I felt there was a father energy present.
Yes.
Is your father departed?
Yes.
Okay. And then he brought me to a bed, showed me the holding of the hands and the whispering of the ear. So know that's your dad's way of letting you know that nothing was left unsaid. So if you feel that there were things that you said to your dad that you thought that maybe he didn't hear, or maybe that you didn't get the opportunity to, know that nothing was left unsaid. Was your dad restricted in a way? Because he labored my breathing, but then my legs went numb. And then he started jumping up and down. That's my symbol for that he can move freely on the other side. So that means that he was either bedridden or couldn't get around well in the end.
In the end, he was, yes, bedridden, yeah.
So know that he is not like that. He's not restricted anymore. He can move freely on the other side. Your dad just took red roses and handed them to you. Is your mom still here in the physical world?
Yes.
So know that it's his way of sending love and devotion to you and to mom. And also, red roses is also my symbol for anniversary. So I don't know if it's a wedding anniversary or the anniversary of his departure, but it's his way of sending his love. Your dad was funny.
Oh, he goes, I know.
He goes, Teresa, why didn't you ask my daughter? Now she knows what a pain in the ass her mom is.
Really?
But she's laughing.
You're all the money. Keep going.
But what I love about that, it's like his way of just validating that, look, things weren't easy, whether if it was for him or let's hypothetically say she always complained about him, right? But now it's like, now you know what I had to deal with.
Tell Dad I do.
You just told him, Pam. But it's his way of also validating that, because see how he has me laughing about this? But it's almost like him saying, look, I know, and it's hard, and it's frustrating, but know that how you're, I'm going to use the word handling mom, or how you treat her, like whether if you, you know that you're doing it right. You know, it's almost like he's like, let her be. She walks to the beat of her own drum. Let her do her thing, and your life will be so much easier.
Oh, thank you, Teresa. I need to hear that. You are amazing.
I don't know if this is your dad saying that this is what he did, or if it's him. It could also be for both. If he's saying, like, this is how I was here in the physical world, or you have to watch mom more closely. And what I mean by this is he showed me my symbol for, like, eating potato chips. That's my symbol for where someone wasn't following doctor's orders, where, like, if they were diabetic, they shouldn't be eating candy, right? Yes. So I don't know if this was him or if this is for both of them, but or that you have to watch mom a little bit more, like she's going to do her own thing. No sense in, you know, fighting her. Let her do her thing. But whatever it is on how you're taking care of mom, know that your dad supports that.
My mother is a very independent lady. She lives on her own in the family home. She's very eccentric, my mum. And when she said, like, you're dealing with it the right way, it just hit home.
Your dad just showed me, like, a book. I don't know if it's his handwriting in the book or if you have things with his handwriting in it.
Yes, yes.
I'm trying to decipher what it is because I don't know if it's like a book that he had and then he just made notes in it.
Yes, yes, he did. Yes, I know what you're talking about, a folder.
So you have this and were you just looking at it or going through it or talking about it?
Yes.
So know that you...
Clean up of the house, so yes, definitely.
Perfect. So know that this is your dad's way of validating that when you were going through this folder, this book, that his soul was with you at the exact moment. When spirit shows me three boxes and then they remove a middle box, that's my symbol for they support us in all of our choices and decisions. So know that everything that you either donated, packed away, got rid of, sold, whatever it is, know that your dad supports the decision. Because he keeps showing me a coin collection. So that's just my symbol for that. There was something that might have been very important or precious to him.
Yes.
And we might have let go of it. I don't care if we gave it to someone, if you donated it, whatever it is. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes.
Know that he supports that decision.
Oh, lovely.
He goes, did you see the picture, Teresa, of me and my siblings? So did you find a picture of your dad, like an old, old picture?
Yes.
And did you not know who was in the picture?
No. I knew who. Oh, yes. 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 I can relate to that. Yeah.
He goes, I'm not telling you who was in the picture.
Wow.
It's just a validation that his soul, because there's no way I would know that, right? No way that I would know about these pictures.
There's no way you'd ever know anything, Teresa.
So know that this is your dad's way of validating that while you were going, because it's very easy for me to say to you, he supports the decision that you made with his personal belongings.
Yeah.
It's validating, supporting the decisions, but more importantly, knowing and thanking you for the way that you also chose to lay him to rest. Your father just said to me, he goes, Teresa, can you believe I died? So do you guys say that? Like, do you still guys say, oh my God, I can't believe he's gone.
Yes, all the time. We miss him so much.
He goes, Teresa, he goes, they talk to me as if I'm still in the room with them.
Yes, definitely.
So no. Oh, do you have like a little, I'm going to use it as the word shrine. So, like, do you have, like, a little area, like, where maybe you have his pictures and maybe a candle? Like, it doesn't specifically have to be that. I use the word shrine. I don't mean that literally. But, like, do you have things that is up in memory of your dad around the house?
In the house, yes, I have a particular spot where he fell over. And every time I mop, I just say, hi, Dad, Yep, definitely. I call it Dad's Corner. My darling dad, he just loved a good time. As I said, he was just, he's just pure joy. They were coming around, I think it was Father's Day, and he actually fell down. We've got like a sunken, a lounge type thing, and he actually fell down the step. I always call it Dad's Corner. It's a happy memory. It's not a sad memory, and he didn't pass there. But it's a happy memory in the fact that it was a big family get together at our home, and it was just his special little area that I always, I just call it Pop's, Pop's Corner.
He had me write chair. Do you have his chair still?
Yes, Teresa. I have four of deck chairs that he made. Wow. No way. Four deck chairs.
Does your mom talk about your dad as if he's still here?
No.
Well, he showed me this very interesting, and I don't know how to interpret this. He made me feel like somebody was having visitations from him, and they were so real. It's almost like he like showed you the other side, and you know, it's almost like someone saying, "Oh my God, I was with Dad last night." Like, you know, I really felt him. He's saying, "You're not crazy. Know that it's real." So I don't know if you're having the experience, if mom is, or someone else in the family is having these experiences where they feel like he was just there or he was in the room, or you feel like you were just with him. Have you had that experience?
I feel Dad around. Like, I do. I feel him around, yeah. But when you said about him explaining what it's like on the other side, I don't have that feeling so much. I wish.
Okay. Well, no, but this is the important thing, because like, I don't dream of my loved ones that have died. So for me, you know, people think that I do, or that's the only way that you connect with spirit is through that way. And that's not true. So when spirit makes me feel something and they're so specific about it, and it's not what you feel, it's, or what you experience, it's that hope of, or that other side of the coin. So just because you're not having this of where he's showing you the other side, but your dad's making me feel like you know that he's there. You can feel it.
Yeah.
Whether if it is you see a shadow or it's just that presence of knowing.
Yeah.
Know that that's real. You're not crazy. He also, when spirit makes me hear the phone ring and then I hear a voice, that's my symbol for you also hear their voice. You think you hear them call your name, or you hear something that reminds you of them. Know that that's him. Don't be surprised after this, Pam, if you start to have an experience where Dad comes to you and you have that experience of him showing you a glimpse of the other side, or whatever, or just having that visitation dream.
Okay. Because
your dad just said to me, my daughter and the family did everything that they could for me, Teresa. Even though in the end, they didn't know what to do for me. Does that make sense to you? Do you understand that?
Very, very.
Because what,
yeah.
he has me in a bed, and I just feel everyone like rubbing his hands, rubbing his legs, like taking care of him and just making him feel safe. And sometimes when we lose a loved one, we go over and say, well, maybe if we did this, we should have done this. Maybe put him in this facility, things would have been different. He says, Teresa, everything was done perfectly. I felt safe. I felt their love. I felt their touch. So don't be afraid that you didn't do the right thing. So now that we let this go, now, because some, I know this might sound silly, but I find, because you're very open to what I do, correct?
Oh, and yes.
And sometimes what happens is we put too much expectation sometimes on spirit. And sometimes if we feel that we could have done something different or should have, we got that fear. So we're afraid, oh my God, what if I do, subconscious, what if I do hear from my dad? Is he going to say, why did you do that to me? Why did you bring me to that facility? Why did you, where this is the opposite, where he made me feel these, and this isn't something that I often feel, such loving touches, like the touch of love, the comfort that he felt. So knowing that we did everything that we could for him, hopefully this will now let that, anything that you're holding on to, let go of.
Yeah.
And now being able to really see, not just feel.
Excellent.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Okay, guys, I'm going to throw it back a bit. You know what I don't miss at all? I do not miss that vicious cycle before my period. I would feel like I was going to crawl out of my skin, sometimes the breakouts, and oh my God, can we talk about the cravings? But now, Estro Control makes it easier to manage PMS. So Estro Control is a formula developed by Happy Mammoth, a supplement company dedicated to making women's lives easier. The way Estro Control eases PMS is quite interesting. The ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. Estro Control was created to help women feel like themselves all throughout the month because PMS can rob them of a week of their lives every single month, and that just isn't fair. Estro Control is made specifically for women who are perimenopausal. It is perfect for women that haven't entered menopause yet. In fact, it's amazing for perimenopause when hormones start to fluctuate and PMS can turn into a beast. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code SPIRIT at checkout.
Your dad, I don't know if you just got like a chill or you felt something, because I just saw him lean over and kiss you. So.
Did she? No way.
So no, what you felt, that chill, that was your dad. I actually saw the energy come over and he made me feel that. So know that your dad gave you a kiss from heaven today.
Oh, that's amazing. Does it feel like dad is with you or does he feel like a long way away?
I don't know how to interpret that. I feel his presence. He made me feel like that you were daddy's girl.
Oh, I was daddy's girl.
I don't really have that answer for you, Pam, because I don't know any different. I just feel things, you know, I don't know how it happens. I don't know exactly where your dad is, but he made me feel that. And I could actually see the energy. And then you felt it. How crazy is that? I'm in New York.
Is he happy? Is he happy where he is?
I heard absolutely. He says, I am at peace. I haven't lost anything. I am still with you. And then he started bringing forward siblings. So I don't know if he lost a brother. I see another young male with him. Young for me is anyone that left the physical world before we feel their time. So whether if it's his brother or a brother-in-law or, do you understand that?
Yeah.
And I see all family with him. Like he's with so many loved ones.
Excellent.
Did your dad love to be outdoors?
Yeah, dad was just a fun-loving person, Teresa.
I don't know what I've never been to Australia. I don't know what it's like to be there, but he just like brought me like outdoors and I felt like mountains and just like I'm in nature and I'm just loving being outside and connecting with Mother Earth. That's how he made me feel.
Yes. Yep. Definitely.
He says, so that's how I want you to visualize me on the other side.
Okay. Yep.
Do you do meditations?
Yes.
Because your dad's...
Teresa, and that's where you helped me so much.
Oh. Because your dad said, tell her I come in her meditations.
Really?
So I want to explain this to you. You know, meditating, I think people put too much pressure on meditating.
Sure.
And I could meditate right now. I could just take 3 deep breaths and just kind of clear my mind. That's meant, you know, it's any time where you quiet your mind for that second.
Yeah.
Let's say, has there been times where you're quieting your mind through meditation and you think of your dad or something pops in your head?
Sure. Yeah.
That's your dad. That's your dad connecting with you through meditation. I just want to say this, Pam. How in God's name would I know that you're meditating in Australia?
You're just amazing. You're amazing.
I'm not. Your dad. Your dad is the one making me feel. This is the thing that I love about spirit. And what I love about you is that it's like, it's almost like your dad's like, look, Teresa, my daughter is very open to the other side. She loves what you do. She knows all about it. She feels me. And he says, she is just so excited to be able to connect with you because you have given her so much hope.
Yes, definitely. And every time I watch you, I always get something out of it. I always, just so positive. Yeah, it's just brilliant.
Oh, thank you.
Do you think he had a part in bringing us together or do you think it was just love?
This?
Yeah, meeting. Do you think Dad had a say in that or not?
1,000%. I feel spirit places people in our paths for a reason. Situations. You know, this is something I shared with you in the beginning. This is something new for me that I'm doing. And for you being a part of this, just from your reading so far, is what I love sometimes because it's very different. I unfortunately read a lot of people that have lost children. People that feel that they have nothing and their lives are over.
Yes.
And here we have you, Pam, from Australia, a breath of fresh air of, yes, I lost my dad. I see all other loved ones behind your dad. But yet you have this peace with inside of you, knowing that he's okay and that your faith and your spirituality is getting you through this.
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
And that is beautiful for me for what I do as a living, because this is my goal. This is what I want people to have, that connection, knowing that when we lose a loved one, our lives aren't over.
That I feel a little bit guilty that I'm using your time to talk to me about my dad when somebody really needs you that has lost a child. Like my heart just and soul just goes out to those people. And I try not to feel guilty, but I do a little bit because here I am blessed talking to you about my dad.
But Pam, thank you. This is what I'm saying to you. Before even knowing that, you shouldn't feel guilty at all because you're going to be that example to people of, yes, I've lost a lot here in the physical world. I miss my dad tremendously. But I'm looking for those signs. I have faith. I'm meditating. You're doing all of these things that I suggest for people, that spirit suggests for us. And so the way that you look to me, people are going to look to you and say, you know what? If Pam can do that, I can too. And there is no such thing as a coincidence. No such thing as a coincidence. And because the readings that I have done are all, every reading is sad. Because we lose someone and we have to continue our life here in the physical world without. But I love that you are this breath of fresh air of saying, but it's going to be okay. I miss my dad. I was daddy's girl. I'm daddy's girl. And I miss him tremendously. And he was our life. He was the life of the party, right?
He was. Yeah, he was a big part of the family. Yeah, he was the glue that stuck everybody together. Yeah.
I was just going to say that. And what I love too is how your dad validated for you that with every decision, after all, everything that he was going through, you always made the right choice. And it was the right choice. There were no other choices or decisions to be made. He says, Pam, if we did do things differently, he said, the only thing it would have changed would have been my quantity of life, not my quality.
Oh, that's beautiful.
He says, and in the end, He says, my daughter knows this, Teresa. In the end, I really didn't have much of a quality of life.
No, true.
He said, that's why it was important for me to tell you, Teresa, how I love the outside, what it's like on the other side, that I'm free and I'm enjoying.
Oh, great.
Life. He says, of course, I didn't want to leave my family. You don't want to leave the ones that you love. He says, but I wasn't living.
No.
You know the difference when you watch someone, he says, Teresa. He says, the hardest thing for me was to watch my family watch me be sick.
Yeah.
He said, that was the hardest thing. He says, and then in the beginning, he says, to even admit that I was sick.
Yes.
He says, do you know that I kept that from my family for a little bit?
Is that yes, I can understand. Thank you, Teresa. What else is he telling you?
Oh, you're so sweet. He says, did he like hats or something?
Yes.
Because he just tapped his hat and he showed me that you kept one of his favorite caps or hats.
Yep. His little pork pie hat, yeah. Yep.
Oh, did you move your mom or did you have to sell the home?
No. No. Oh, okay, mom's so still in the house.
What's different about that? Or were you thinking about it?
No, no. Okay. I don't go there. I don't go there.
Well, when Spirit brings up things like when they talk about a house and they make me feel like we made changes to the house or let it go.
Oh, mom made lots of changes to the house. Yes.
He just showed me like floral curtains. So did she put up like something?
Oh, like, she's made heaps of change to the house. Yeah, definitely.
Perfect. So know that he's acknowledging the changes within the house.
What does he think of them?
Well, I think he was making fun of the way she decorated it, though, because he keeps showing me these floral drapes.
That makes sense.
And I'm like, why? He showed me like this crazy wallpaper, like roses on wallpaper and like floral drapes. So it's just his way of validating that he knows of all the, supports all the decisions. And that when and if the time comes where we have to move or make changes, but he supports the decision.
Oh, good.
I don't know what this is. Call me crazy, Pam, but your dad just showed me like farm animals, like chickens, and I don't know what this is. And your father just looked at me and he goes, Teresa, I can't believe you actually said chickens. I'm like, well, you showed it to me. What am I supposed to do with it?
We've got two chickens.
What?
Yeah. We got two chickens.
Who has two chickens?
Cassie, our daughter.
Oh, my God. And I was like, I cannot.
Ask him what he thinks of Cassie.
She's gorgeous but crazy. She's got chickens. Oh, she's like a real free spirit.
Right?
Yeah. She's very, oh, she's so like, I look, nobody's perfect. But I feel like, she's gorgeous. She's beautiful. She's so like outgoing. I feel like she can do anything. She's very talented.
Yes.
Very talented.
Yes.
But I still can't get over the chickens.
I know.
She has chicken?
Oh, my God.
I was like, your father's like going, Teresa, you actually said chickens. What's with the chickens?
That is amazing.
So it's validating that if she just got these chickens, that if that's something you feel that your dad wouldn't know about, validating that he is a part of your life. And knowing on all of the changes going on here in the physical world.
Yeah. When Teresa mentioned chickens and chair, oh my God, that was just, our daughter bought a house and with the house came two chickens. And in the afternoons, we sit out the backyard with two deck chairs that my dad had made and we let the chickens out. That was just amazing. I mean, who buys a house with two chickens? And she mentions chickens and chair. I mean, it's amazing. Who knows that? You can't make that stuff up, can you? You just cannot make that stuff up. Chickens and a chair, that just blew me away.
Your dad showed me like this, I don't know if it's an heirloom. He showed me a pocket watch. So when Spirit shows me a pocket watch, it could be specifically a pocket watch, but more importantly, it's my symbol for some type of heirloom or something that's been handed down for generations.
Yeah.
You have it?
Yes. My mom has the watch.
And was your mom like talking about the watch? You're going to repair it or like kind of restore it or asking you, what should I do with this?
Yes, asking what should she do with it.
Okay. So just know that he supports the decisions. He goes, your father's so funny. He goes, tell them, Teresa, they should try fixing it first.
Okay, I will.
Is it broken? Is it not working? Like, I don't know. Is it not?
No, but yes, I know what you're talking about.
Okay. So just know, again, when Spirit acknowledges something so specific, know that it's his way of validating that his soul was with you at the exact moment of the discussion of the watch.
Okay. Yeah.
Does your mom still have your dad's clothes though, like in the closet or in the drawers?
I think she would have. I haven't asked, but.
Okay. Because he brought me, usually when Spirit brings me to a closet and I see a man's robe and slippers, it's just my symbol for that we kept certain articles of their clothing. And don't be surprised if your mom like talks about your dad because he's like, nope, I'm with her. I'm watching over her. He goes, somebody has to watch her.
It's true.
Your dad is just so proud of the family. He says, what a beautiful family I have.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you.
Do you have a sister?
No, I have a brother.
Okay, so who's close to you that's like a sister? Or is it your mom's sister? I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. He had me write sister three times. So sometimes, again, when I feel it could be the relationship or bond that you shared with someone. Well, let me ask you this. Do you have a friend that departed? Or someone that passed from the chest or from the breast?
Yes, yes, yes. I have a couple of friends that passed from breast cancer. His sister passed from breast cancer. Okay.
So know that all of the souls are together on the other side?
That's what it'd be. His sister, Robin. I'm a breast cancer survivor myself, Teresa.
Oh, wow. How many years?
5 years, June.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Oh, wow. And you look
beautiful. That's why he wrote sister three times. His sister, Robin.
And then you have other friends too. So whether if there's three of them on the other side, if you have other friends that departed this way.
I do, yeah. Aileen and Tanya.
So know that everyone is all together. And I'm going to say this again to you, Pam. There is no such thing in life as a coincidence. You are such an example of how our spirituality, our faith can get us through something like this. And
so true. Yeah.
Be a breast cancer survivor on top of it. Your father shows me that you also holistically did things to help you when you were going through treatment and then after. Is that correct?
What do you mean by that? Like,
So when Spirit shows me like a green drink, like a green like drink, it's my symbol for like where we did things, whether if we eat certain foods or we take certain vitamins or we do certain things like outside of the realm of science.
Yeah, so I tried to eat well.
Perfect. So no, it's just your dad's way again of congratulating you for all of your milestones and how, you know, I hope through this experience, people that listen to this will feel inspired by you, Pam.
I hope so.
The same way that I inspired you.
The same way, yeah.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm a breast cancer survivor. It happened 5 years ago. I actually felt a lump, did the right thing and went off to the doctor. But it was just so out of the blue because, like, I eat healthy, I exercise. I did all the things that they say what you should do to help prevent yourself from getting breast cancer. So the diagnosis was a complete shock. I was 47, but I did everything that was asked of me as far as all the treatment plan. And I'm glad to say I'm here today. The three sisters that Teresa was referring to was my good friend Kayleen, Tanya and Donna. They, each and every one of them, went off breast cancer, and we just all got on so well. We'd often say, oh, we got on so well, I'm sure we're sisters. You know, so it was that type of relationship. They all went at different times. Kayleen went first, and then it was Tanya, and then Donna. And we used to all support each other. At that stage, I wasn't diagnosed with breast cancer. I was actually diagnosed with breast cancer when Donna passed. And we were just, really supportive buddies. And it was really devastating. But knowing what I know, I just take strength that we will all be together and we are still all looking out for each other. I so believe that.
That's the thing that I think I love about your experience today. Just your dad validating for you that he is with you, making a dream of yours come true that you never thought would have happened, meeting me, not only just meeting me, channeling your dad. And friends, and knowing that everyone is together on the other side, safe and at peace, supporting you, encouraging you, still teasing you about mom. And
yeah, that's beautiful. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Everything that Teresa said to me, and I mean everything, I could connect with. It wasn't just one or two things. It was every single point that she mentioned, I just could connect with. It was just incredible. With every family gathering that we have, we always include Pop. If we're having a few people over, I'll say, grab a beer out of the fridge, Pop, and the fridge light goes on and off, and I'll say, grab a beer, come and have a drink with us, you know, join in the celebrations. I just talk to him like he's here. All death is sad, but my dad had a great life. He had a great family that loved him to bits. There was love around him, and I think at the end of your days, that's all you can wish for, is that your family and all the love and support are with you. I look at Dad's passing as we'll all be together one day, and to remember the good times that we had, and I just hang on to those times like crazy. Every single day I will remember the good times. I'm not afraid of dying, not at all. I suppose you just get sad for the people that you leave behind. But if everybody could just breathe and have faith that we will all meet again. There is more to life than this. We just got to trust the process. Can I just say that I believe Teresa is the people's angel of light and love here in the physical world, reassuring us all that there really is more to life than this. I can't put it any simpler. I mean, she's just beautiful. I adore her. I just appreciated so much her time that she gave me to sharing her gift, her amazing gift. It's just, I'm blessed. And also a big hello to the Fan family. I love the Fan family. I love how we all support each other, and love you all.
I don't think people realize that, you know, coming to a medium, everyone has a different experience. No experience is ever the same. The only thing that's the same is that it touches someone where they can move on with their life in a more positive way. And in Pam's case, her experience was just all validation for her, but in such a good way, in a way of that she had all these connections. She didn't want to lose her dad, but she was at peace with it. So I think today was just such a validation from spirit that what I do is so much more than just channeling people that have died. It continues to give us the strength, faith, hope, and encouragement to live life with happiness and joy, and to know that there is something greater than just us. Well, guys, there you have it. If you'd like to give me the opportunity to share my gift with you, just go to my website at teresacaputo.com.
If you want to keep hearing these shows, please subscribe wherever you listen and be sure to write a review at Apple Podcasts so more people can find the show. Thanks again for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.
Audiation.
Hey guys, if you're loving Hey Spirit and my new series on Lifetime, Teresa Caputo Raising Spirits, you might love my live show, Teresa Caputo Live. Check out my website at teresacaputo.com for tickets and to see if I'm in a city near you.